time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you foodies out there. Grab your stretchy pants, pop an antacid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep.
And this segment is Looking for Bentleys.
It was my birthday recently, and to my surprise, one Saturday morning, Nancy suggested we check out Bentleys.
Mm-hmm. And you were old, too.
I know. Since the starting price of this car is about 170 grand, I was ecstatic and confused all at the same time. Did the government raise our Social Security?
Did it?
Not that much.
Oh.
Did a rich uncle in Zimbabwe die?
Did he?
Well, I did get a letter on, I did get an email.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, but never.
You always get those letters.
It never panned out, no.
No.
Did we get a raise from Huntley Community Radio?
No.
My dreams were shattered when she drove me to Bentley's Pancake House in Bloomingdale.
The restaurant is very large. It takes up several units in a strip mall, and walking in, we were given a number. We had a short wait, but our time was not wasted. We realized in the vestibule of the restaurant there was a friendly little Girl Scout selling cookies.
Oh, boy.
And we were hungry, and we stocked up. We liked the restaurant already. I told Jim to stay in the line as I gathered up our newfound treasures in my arms. The little Girl Scout ran out of bags, and I had box upon box upon box. We'll let you know how much we spent on these boxes of cookies later.
We did and get a little carried away.
We kind of did.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, they're Girl Scout cookies.
Exactly. You know? We get them once a year. We're going to buy them, and I'm going to freeze my Thin Mints, I'll tell you that.
You still got some?
Nope, I finished them off this week.
I was going to say, you're hiding them on me.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't have any of my cookies. You had your peanut butter ones and your little coconut ones and all the kinds you like.
Boy, aren't we getting stingy with Girl Scout cookies.
Darn tootin'. They went up $5 a box this year.
Pretty territorial.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And I headed out to my car to stash them away.
The menu at this restaurant is large, with so many items to choose from. They have a section of Bentley's favorites for $9.09 each.
Mm-hmm.
These are numbered samplers that start off with your choice of juice and offers various combinations of pancakes, crepes, French toast, potato pancakes, sausage links, bacon ham, all served with two double eggs.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what double eggs were.
No, we didn't.
Could they be double yolks?
That's what we were thinking.
We didn't know what they were. More on this to follow.
Jim had to have sampler number three, which was chilled juice. Tomato juice was his choice. French toast, two strips of bacon, two sausage links, and two double eggs over easy. The eggs were cooked perfectly, and the French toast, he said, was tasty.
It was very good. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Good. I'm so glad you enjoyed it thoroughly, my love.
I thought you would be.
I am.
Nancy went with the sampler number five. It was chilled juice. Tomato was her choice.
Mm-hmm.
Potato pancakes, two strips of bacon, two sausage links, and two double eggs over hard, well done.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, even though the menu clearly stated no substitutions, did that stop Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course not. She wanted it her way and asked if she can skip the sausage links and get more bacon.
Mm-hmm. Bacon! Bacon, 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 bacon! Just like that dog on TV.
Basically, our waitress gave up and she graciously agreed. And Nancy was one happy camper.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy's eggs, unfortunately, need a little more time on the flat-top grill.
Yeah,
they were a little gelled.
Yeah, they weren't well done.
The potato pancakes, in our opinion, were a bust.
Yep.
They weren't that good.
Nope.
Not for our taste.
Nope.
The quest for the perfect potato pancake still continues.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the mystery of the double eggs. We were surprised when our food arrived and we saw four yolks smiling up at us. We decided these double eggs must be four eggs since the portion size was so huge. I mean, if they were double yolks, then the whites on these had to be like duck eggs then because they were, or goose eggs because they were big.
I think what they may have done was just use like two medium-sized eggs or something instead of one jumbo egg.
I think they used two large eggs.
You really think so?
Those are a lot of eggs.
Hmm.
That's my opinion.
So many questions.
Yeah, and we're foodies.
Yes.
We should know these things. The yolk was on us. Oh, yeah, I crack myself up. And I do crack some eggs, too. On to you, my love.
A little dining duo tip.
What?
This is from our friend Kathy.
Okay.
And she knows that you love pepper on everything, especially your eggs.
Yes, I do.
And you basically, when you go to a restaurant, you can't get the pepper out of the pepper shaker.
No, it's pretty hard because they either overstuff it or the flakes are too big because to come out of those tiny holes.
They fill them right up to the top and pour it. And then when you turn them over, they got no place to go, so they just kind of sit there.
Mm-hmm.
So she told us, simply turn the pepper shaker over, rub the bottom of the salt shaker on the bottom of the pepper shaker, and voila, a storm of pepper falls out.
Exactly. And it does. Work.
I don't know why.
And do you want to know something? Hmm. I forgot to tell you. So you're going to hear it first here, everybody, and so is he.
A Dining Duo exclusive.
I was at another restaurant for lunch one day with my girlfriends after bowling.
Yeah.
And do you know I saw somebody doing the same exact thing? And then I told my girlfriend, Sharon, and she says, yeah, that's what your friend said to do, right? When we saw her, I said, uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, somebody did the same thing. It was a guy.
Somebody stole it from us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So in conclusion, this is a nice mom-and-pop type restaurant, and the Bentley's favorites offer a big bang for your buck.
They do.
They do.
This restaurant is handicap accessible.
The cost for our breakfast was $24.20. The cost for our Girl Scout cookies was, wait for it, $30. Seeing Jim's disappointment on not getting a Bentley was priceless. We do like that little beep beep, don't we?
I do. Your car should have a horn like that. You have a little mini.
I know it should.
And your car should have a little. That'd be perfect.
Would you get me one?
A little horn like that?
Yeah, well, I used to have a woogle horn in my other car.
I got you one now.
But that's not on my car. Do I have to bring my iPad around everywhere I go and every time I want to honk at somebody?
Mm-hmm, just go.
Okay. So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
I should have ordered toast to sop up all those egg yolks.
Yeah, because we had a lot of egg yolks.
That's one thing I didn't have with that number or whatever number I had.
I think you had number three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
I told you when we were sitting there, I said, you're not going to be able to sop up all those egg yolks. Get yourself an order of toast. You like toast. You like your starch just like your son. Get some. No, I didn't want to. That's all you kept saying.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. Come on.
Yeah.
What's your take, Toots?
My take is I like the Bentley's favorites samplers since they all start off with juice. Mine could have used some vodka. Just saying.
You know, I have noticed since I retired.
What have you noticed, my love?
Our liquor cabinet seems to be going down more and more.
And we've been making more runs to places?
Why is that?
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, now you're hooked on that Fireball whiskey.
Cinnamon whiskey. Put it in my juice glass every time I have it, and I fill it all the way to the top.
Not your morning juice glass.
No, not my morning, but my juice glass. Because I like it.
Give them the particulars, Poopsie.
Bentley's Pancake House, 142 East Lake Street, Bloomingdale, 60108, 630-295-9888. Website, www.bentleysbloomingdale.com. Directions, take Route 47 South, to I-90 East to Roselle Road South to Lake Street East to Restaurant. Beware. There's a point in Bloomingdale where it doesn't say Roselle Road anymore. It'll be Bloomingdale Road. So you know, because we learned that when we first moved out there and we were late for a wedding.
Well, we're not that smart, so.
Well, other people, well, not that I'm saying other people aren't smart like us, but it's somewhere new for them.
Just go down Roselle Road, you'll hit it.
You will. Estimated travel time, 35 minutes. And don't laugh at me, my love.
I'm not laughing. I'm laughing with you,
I'm
dude.
Not laughing.
Well, you should be.
So.
But.
Keep laughing. I don't care.
I got 27 minutes. I don't care. For those of you who just tuned in, this radio masterpiece is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP, where we always put you last.
No. Well, you are, but well, we want to put him first. Don't say that. That's not nice, my love. Now, would you please apologize to our listeners?
Just read the next thing on the script.
Listen, I want you to apologize.
I'm sorry I put you last.
Okay. Did we get any letters this week, my love?
I am pretty sure we got some sort of a letter somewhere down the line. I don't know what kind it is. Let me check.
Letters. We get letters. We get tracks of letters.
Yes, we did. We get a letter.
From who, my love?
Joanne.
Joanne.
Our buddy Joanne. And it was about Zaza's. Actually, Zaza's Tavola Italiana in Barrington.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Zaza's.
They are connected, from what I gather, to the 750-degree Cucina Rustica.
Oh, really?
In Cary.
Oh, no kidding.
They're the same owners.
Oh, I always want to try that place, too.
Since Joanne's such a good friend of yours, she didn't tell you that?
No.
No, because she's not your friend. She's mine.
Well.
Just saying. And we're so grown up and mature here. We're not having a good day today.
I wanted to try this 750-degree Cucina Rustica.
Maybe we will this week so we can get a review in. I heard it's supposed to be really good, and people told us we have to try it. It's not the first and second time we've heard it, neither.
What about Zaza's?
Well, Zaza's we can try, but if it's the same as Cucina Rustica,
potato, I try it.
But if we need a review, we just go to Barrington and get another one. It's a different name.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. In our studio right now was Huntley's own philosopher of phrases, the pundit of prognosticators, the oracle in Dyke Park, the one, the only, Nancy.
What did you call me? That's so many words. I don't understand. God, pundit.
The pundit of prognosticators.
What does that mean?
I looked that one up. That's a pretty good one. I like that one.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
So what did you call me? Because you could call me something really bad and I don't know.
Nah, it's all good.
Okay.
Don't worry a little blonde head about it.
Okay.
Anyway, here is the one and only Nancy here with words to live by.
Thank you, my love.
Mm-hmm.
I finally decided to do something about my weight. You know what it was?
No, tell me.
Lie.
These are all going to be kind of weight and age related. You know, it can give people a smart comeback, too, if they, if they harass you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And this is my philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
I was planning to go to the gym, but I got a better offer from my refrigerator. You don't get a body like mine by just sitting around. You have to eat lots of junk food, too. I I'd like to work some cardio into my daily routine. I really would.
Would you really?
I would.
Okay.
But all the EDO and sleepio doesn't leave much time for the cardio. Hey, right. We're foodies, remember?
That's right.
We have to eat.
Yes, we do.
This body was slim before we became reviewers.
Man.
Yeah, well.
What can he do?
Yeah. You know? I put on a layer of fat for the winter. Unfortunately, I put it on in the winter of 68. I believe in eating several servings of fruit each day in pie form. You can have your pie and eat it too. It's a push. You're eating fruit.
That's true.
You're eating pie. Fruit's good for you. Pie's not push.
That's how you go to a McDonald's or a Burger King, get a bacon double cheeseburger and a Diet Coke.
Exactly.
But it's a wash. Push. It's a wash. Okay.
Yeah. The only way I'll drop 10 pounds is if I go shopping in England. What's so bad about preservatives in food? At my age, I need all the preservatives I can get.
That's true.
Exactly.
You know, that's what people are so worried about, preservatives, and then they go out and buy makeup to make them look young.
I know.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
A veggie burger is a good substitute for a hamburger in the same way that hot water is a good substitute for coffee.
Now, that's true. I mean, here's my point, too.
I know, a
veggie burger is...
Tell me your point.
Everybody wants to take a veggie burger and make it taste like a burger.
Exactly, they do.
Just eat a hamburger.
I don't know why they don't.
I don't know.
Really?
So many questions.
I know. I love doing crunches. Not. Well, okay. If by doing crunches you mean eating chips. Let's see. I could visualize myself thin and tanned, but it's easier just to visualize everyone else as dumpy and flabby. You like that, don't you, dear?
I like that little beep. I'm going to keep That's a keeper.
That's a keeper? Oh, boy, am I going to have fun with you.
Uh-huh.
My doctor has me on so much fish oil that now I can breathe underwater. Trust me, tight-fit jeans and loose-fit skin are one bad combination.
That is the truth.
And you know, it is ugly.
And I just want to get on my soapbox again.
Okay, go ahead.
If I may for a little bit.
You may.
But, you know, the styles are those skinny styles.
Oh, yeah.
So you get these people that are in their 20s or something, you know, like the millennials, and they put on these skinny jeans, and I can't even buy a sport coat now because they're made for, like, you know, skinny people.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to go to the Husky. Remember they used to have the Husky section?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, so now I can't even buy a sport coat. They all look like they're too small and everything. And then with the man bun. Don't even get me started on the man bun.
I didn't say it. You did.
You know what they even have now?
What?
The big thing? You know, like women have scrunchies?
Yeah.
And this is true. It was on the news. Men have, for their man buns, they have munchies.
Munchies?
A man scrunchie. It's called a munchie.
Oh, I thought munchie is something you eat.
Am I alone in this? What is wrong with men nowadays?
I don't know.
Don't even get me started.
I don't like man buns. They're not attractive.
But you like my buns.
I like both your buns, baby.
Let's move on.
I get my summer glow from a bottle. It says Zinfandel. Here's a tip to help you quit smoking.
Ooh, yeah, that was hard to do. We quit smoking.
We quit smoking. We didn't do this. I wish we did do this, well, but we didn't.
Yeah, what?
Okay. To quit smoking, there's a patch.
Oh, yeah, the nicotine patch. Yeah,
and if it isn't working for you, try putting it on your mouth. But see, you get when you're smoking and you're addicted, like we were, and we were going bonkers when we were trying to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Putting a patch on, I would probably sit there and take a pen and try to poke a hole in it so I could get the cigarette through.
Good point.
You know?
Is this the last word of wisdom, sweetie?
This is the last word of wisdom from your own philosopher of phrases, the pundit no, pundit of prognosticators.
How's that for
the
a mouthful?
The Oracle in Dyke Park. The mm-hmm. one and only me. Just
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Here goes.
That was longer than the whole
spiel.
Yeah.
I try to get a full serving of fruits and veggies every day. A Bloody Mary and a strawberry daiquiri usually do the trick.
Thank you, the pundit of prognosticators, Poopsie. I don't
it's
know.
It's a mouthful.
I don't
Only
know.
Only you would come up with something that long and complicated. So, yes. Are we going to go on to some smorgasbord?
Sure, we got a few more minutes. Let's go with some smorgasbord.
I'm just wild about smorgasbord. I got a craving for smorgasbord.
Okay, this is true.
This is true?
It was on the news, and it's on the internet, too, so I know.
It's got to be true.
It's got to be true. Do you know that all these cargo ships, they bring over pistachio nuts and, you know, cashews, but especially pistachio nuts?
Okay, from where? Did they tell you?
The pistachio-growing countries.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I was just asking a question. Where pistachios are grown.
Pistachio nuts can explode.
They can explode?
Yes, they can explode.
They can't explode. I can't even get them open half the time. I got them, they're not cracked, and I'm sitting there cracking my molars.
Well, seriously, here's the article. It says, next time you're slurping some pistachio ice cream, be aware of the terrible price of your treat. It's delicious, but unprocessed pistachios are dangerous. Under the right conditions, they've been known to heat up enough that they spontaneously combust.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So they come, so it's when they're raw, basically.
Yeah.
And because they have to roast them.
Right.
Oh.
You know, there's a lot of ways that pistachio nuts can kill people.
How?
Just having them in an enclosed space can suffocate someone. These little nuts are evil.
Very evil. They're tasty.
If you're in a closed space with a pistachio nut, you will suffocate. Because they take in oxygen and excrete carbon dioxide. Even after they're harvested.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I never heard of such a thing. So if they're on a cargo ship coming over to us, can the cargo ship go boom?
Well they can. If they're not in a well-ventilated place, the little cabin boys will suffocate.
Wow. What the?
I'm not even at the...
I'm sorry. Cabin boys are on cruise ships, not on ships that bring in nuts.
You know, this is not even, I haven't even gotten to the fact that they're going to explode yet.
Okay. But let's not talk about cabin boys because you're on a different ship altogether.
They also have to be kept under the right temperature and pressure conditions. And I'm not even going to go into the scientific mumbo jumbo, but.
Thank you.
When the water content in pistachios gets, I can't even say pistachios.
Get those dentures up there.
When the water content in pistachios gets too large, fat-cleaving enzymes kick in.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The fat-cleaving enzymes produce fatty acids, blah, 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 carbon dioxide. The process breaking down fast, taking oxygen and putting out the process. Now, this whole process that I just...
We're here waiting.
This whole process, see, I prepared for this.
I can tell.
this whole process gives off heat. And then heat builds up and builds up and builds up all these pistachios, little pistachios, each one of them giving off a little heat until the entire bunch of nuts catches fire and explodes.
But that's only when they're raw.
That's only when they're raw.
Okay, so when I got them in a baggie in my pantry to sit there and crack,
I just want
they're roasted, so they're okay.
I just want you to realize what danger these little nuts can be.
There's a lot of dangerous nuts out there.
Yes.
I'm not talking about peanuts, baby. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Really? Aw, well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then...
We wish you good times, good friends, and good food. Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me. Staying inside. If the weather's fine and you got the time, it's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day.
Sunshine caresses each new waking hour. Seems to me that people keep seeing.